One in six people in the U.S. struggles with hunger. Food pantries across the country pass out food to help these people put meals on the table. But what if you could help teach the pantry visitors how to grow their own food, too? Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports one Midwest project is doing just that.
It's a wet spring morning in Columbia, Missouri. A blue pop-up tent stands in the parking lot outside Central Pantry. Under the tent, four volunteers, including Marie Paisley, are repotting about 50 starter tomato plants into larger containers.
And you press it in. We're giving them a trowel and some literature on how to grow, and that's it.
She's volunteering for Grow Well Missouri, a program that travels to food pantries around Central Missouri and passes out seeds and starter plants to low-income locals. Today, they have a steady stream of visitors stopping by, curious about what's going on.
You want a tomato?
Yes.
Customers who pick up a tomato kit are given instructions on how to successfully take care of their new plant.
When you get it home, you need to water it through thoroughly till the water runs out the bottom of the container.
Uh-huh.
And then that'll be a good amount of water for several days. If you set it out in the rain, it'll probably get plenty of water. And it's fine to set outside.
Okay, thank you.
Bill McKelvey created Grow Well Missouri, now in its second year, in part to provide better access to healthful food.
It's really probably the highest quality food that you can get, right? You've grown it yourself, you pick it, and you eat it.
You know, a lot of what obviously is donated because it keeps longer is stuff that's canned and all of these kinds of things.
Livia Marquez is a food and health program officer with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. She says fresh produce is really hard to come by, especially for people who rely on food banks.
So having that access to the fresh produce through different means, I think, is really critical.
But Bill McKelvey says the program also tries to deliver more than just nutritious food.
I think gardening provides people with a sense of satisfaction and a sense of self-sufficiency. And really, that's regardless of your income.
Out of the 158 program participants surveyed last year, nearly 90% actually planted gardens. And more than 90% of the gardeners say they shared their produce with friends and family. McKelvey says connecting people to their food also helps connect them to each other, like Carissa Colony. As it sprinkles in the parking lot, Colony quickly pushes her shopping cart back to her car. She snagged a tomato plant today.
This is the first time I've done this.
She says she's been gardening for 5 years, but this is her first grow well plant.
So why pick up a tomato?
My son and I like tomatoes, and we like to grow them.
McKelvey says more than half of the people who pick up plants or seeds have some form of gardening experience. Many of those gardeners start with seeds, which can be picked up inside the pantry. Just past the bread shelf and halfway to the cooler sits a table with two volunteers.
Oh, hi, good morning. My name's Deborah Blakely.
And I'm Kate Markey, and right now we're in getting towards the end of our giving away seed season.
There are hundreds of seed packets on the table, along with instructions and tips on how to grow them. Here, pantry shoppers pick up seeds from Blakely and Markey for everything from carrots and spinach to cantaloupe and watermelon, and...
You know, when I did this a few weeks ago, we offered flower seeds, and I saw their faces light up because they had been by already to pick up their vegetable seeds, but then they said, oh, today you have flower seeds. So, yeah, they stopped by again.
Project coordinator Bill McKelvey says that ultimately the goal is to have people returning and trying new fruits and vegetables every year. That can help food pantries develop a more sustainable relationship with their clients and can help clients continue to access fresh food and the health benefits that come with it.
A lot of the work we're doing now is really going to help us kind of build a model for how other groups can do this project.
He says at the end of the year, Grow Well will host workshops and training sessions for other Midwest groups interested in initiating their own version of the project. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.